Day 6, for when we're fearful. The poor. For a full description of what the poor section is, check out Day 1's post of this series. We're going to pour out all the random thoughts that just won't stop. All the stuff floating around in your head at this moment, pour it out at God's feet. This could include everything from the grocery list to those deep needs and prayers in your heart. Simply say, "Dear God, this has been on my mind and heart. Please take it." Now, with a clear mind, finish the prayer. And now, help me to hear your message for my heart today. Amen. The beans, or the background. We talked some about how David, long before Jesus' time, used the idea of a shepherd to describe God and how protective he is over us, his sheep. Today, we'll be looking at scripture where Jesus expands more on this metaphor, calling himself the Good Shepherd. The verse. I'm going to read today's verse twice, then you'll be prompted to answer two questions. Please feel free to pause the audio for more time to ponder if you need to. As I read the verse, ask yourself, what word or phrase pops out at you? John 10, verses 11 through 14. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks and the flock scatters. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. What could the word or phrase be speaking to in your life? What situation, struggle, relationship, or decision? John 10, 11 through 14. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. The steam. What does this mean to me, and how can I apply it to my life today? Fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Did you notice that? It said caused by the belief. Fear is not factual. Fear is a belief. And my goodness gracious, if my belief in God was as strong as my belief in my fears, well, maybe I wouldn't be so fearful anymore. And isn't that what God calls us to? Aren't we instructed to have no fear, for he is with us? We are, and we should be fearless as his sons and daughters. But y'all, being honest, my belief that I'm not enough or that catastrophe will strike is so much stronger, so much more believable than my belief that he has me. Why? Because I listen to the hired hand. The hired hand in Jesus' metaphor can be interpreted as the world. I listen to the world or our culture that tells me that because that other political party can't seem to get their act together, I should be fearful of disaster. The hired hand tells me that I'm not enough. I should be able to do more, look better, have more, and if not, then I've got something to worry about. The hired hand flees. The ways of this world are fleeting. Running myself ragged, trying to keep up with the Joneses, falsely leads me to believe that I'm safe or worthy or good enough if I just do things the way culture tells me to. I'll feel worthy when I lose the 10 pounds. I'll feel accomplished when I get that next job. I'll feel safe when I purchase the home security system I saw on TV. But you can gain the 10 pounds back even if you lose them. No matter how many new jobs you get, there will always be someone one step ahead. And security systems don't prevent catastrophe. They just let you know it's happening. Friends, whether it's a fear of flying or fear that you don't measure up, you've got to ask yourself, do you believe more in the fear or in God? Not only has he already proven himself faithful by dying for your sake, but he also promises that he knows you. He's with you. And if you look up, you'll know, not just believe, but know that he has you. It's time to make your faith bigger than your fear. To help us transition back into real life from quiet time, taking both what we've learned and the peace we just received throughout the rest of the day, we're going to list out our small blessings and an affirmation. Here we go. My blessings. List out small blessings from the past 24 hours. Noticing the small blessings really opens up your eyes to how blessed you are and to the fact that God is always with you. Pause the audio to list out your small blessings now. My affirmations. List positive affirmations about yourself and life. List things like, I will be present. I will be happy or joyful. I am worth it. I am in control of blank situation. Or if you've got big goals, list those with determination. I will run today to train for the 5K. I will finish the project at work. List those out now, and then go on with your day, affirmed and determined.